Here is God's servant. Oh, sorry. Please stand in body or in spirit and all those things. I'm starting from back here. I was trying to surprise y'all. Here is God's servant in whom the Spirit delights. Oh, wait. You got to look up there.
This is my son, the beloved. With him, I am well pleased.
All right. All right. Fail.
Fail. All right. I'm going to start here and then go back there. Lesson learned. Here is God's servant
in whom the Spirit delights.
This is my son, beloved, whom I am well pleased.
Third time is a charm. Here is God's servant in whom my spirit delights.
This is my son, beloved, with him I am well pleased.
This is this same voice calls all people beloved. Now you can turn and look back here if you would like. Maybe. All right. And we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Joined to Christ in the waters of baptism, we are clothed with God's mercy and forgiveness. Let us give thanks for the gift of baptism. We give you thanks, O God, for in the beginning your Spirit moved over the waters. By your word you created the world, calling forth life in which you took delight. Through the waters of the flood you delivered Noah and his family. Through the sea you led your people Israel from slavery into freedom. At the river your son was baptized by John and anointed with the Holy Spirit. By water and your word, you claim us as daughters and sons, making us heirs of your promise and servants of all. We praise you for the gift of this water that sustains life. And above all, we praise you for the gift of new life in Jesus Christ. Shower us with your Spirit and renew our lives with your forgiveness, grace, and love. To you be given honor and praise. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Let us pray. O God, our Father, at the baptism of Jesus, you proclaimed him your beloved Son and anointed him with the Holy Spirit. Make all who are baptized in Christ faithful to their calling to be your daughters and sons, and empower us all with your Spirit through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated for the readings.
The first reading is from Isaiah, the 42nd chapter. Here is my servant, whom I uphold, my chosen, in whom my soul delights. I have put my spirit upon him, and he will bring forth justice to the nations. He will not cry or lift up his voice or make it heard in the street. A bruised reed he will not break, and a dimly burning wick he will not quench. He will faithfully bring forth justice. He will not grow faint or be crushed until he has established justice in the earth, and the coastlands will wait for his teaching. Thus says God, the Lord, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people upon it and the spirit to those who walk in it. I am the Lord, I have called you in righteousness. I have taken you by the hand and kept you. I have given you as a covenant to the people, a light to the nations, to open the eyes that are blind, and to bring out the prisoners from the dungeon, from the prison those who have sit in darkness. I am the Lord, and that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. See, the former things have come to pass, and the new things I now declare, before they spring forth, and I tell you them. The word of the Lord. Please read Psalm 29 responsibly with me. Ascribe to the Lord, O heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
Ascribe to the Lord glory and his name. Worship the Lord in holy splendor.
The voice of the Lord is over the waters, and the glory of and the God of glory thunders, the Lord over mighty waters. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars, and the Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon.
He makes Lebanon.
The voice of the Lord flashes forth flames of fire. The voice of the Lord causes the oaks to whirl and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all say glory.
The Lord sits enthroned above the flood. The Lord sits enthroned in his
forever. May the Lord give strength to his people. May the Lord bless his people with peace. The second reading is from Acts, the 10th chapter. Then Peter began to speak to them. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him. You know the message he sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. He is Lord of all. That message spread through Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. And they put him to death by hanging him on a tree. But God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord.
St. Matthew, the third chapter.
Glory to you, O Christ.
The baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, let it be so now, for it is proper for us in this way to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus had been baptized, just as he came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. and a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." This is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. You may be seated. There's a Star Wars reference and a Star Wars joke in this sermon. I'm just preparing you ahead of time. The reference comes very early, very early. A long time ago, can we get the scrolling of the long, anyway. About a decade, so it really wasn't all that long ago, unless you're like really young, and then that's a long time ago. In a church that really wasn't all that far away, it was just over in Upper Sandusky, St. Paul in Upper, I started teaching catechism. Not because I was a pastor, no, or a theologian, nope, or specially trained, I wasn't that either, but because we had no pastor. And there were six poor middle schoolers who needed to be catechized. They did. And if I had to suffer through catechism as a middle schooler, it only seemed fair that they should have to suffer too. Right, catechism students? She seems less than enthused. So my teachers, my co-teachers, Jackie Grazier and Rosemary Craig, those six kids and I, we gathered and we suffered together. It's a grand old time. Except, as it turns out, I didn't really suffer all that much. I actually really enjoyed it. And looking back, almost 10 years later, this is the very beginning of a call to ordained ministry for me. Of course, I didn't take it seriously at the time. I tried to push it away at the time. I said things like, "Me? A pastor? But that doesn't make sense." There are people here who would agree, right? Oh, sorry, Diane. I didn't mean to call you out in the middle of the service. I was very clear with God. I am not the Sean you are looking for. Turns out the Jedi mind trick does not work on God. Unfortunately, there were some, we'll say, faithfully irritating people around St. Paul who didn't agree with me. They just kept asking, have you ever thought about being a pastor, Sean? And each time I would make a joke and try to laugh it off because it didn't make sense that I would be a pastor. But through the Spirit, they just kept fanning those flames. And as the months gave way to years, my discomfort grew and grew until I couldn't resist any longer. I started officially discerning a call to ordained ministry. Jackie Grazier, yes, my catechism co-teacher, but she was also the wife of a pastor and the mother of a pastor. So she had some street cred, right? What she said mattered a little bit. When she found this out, she said to me, "Oh, I've been praying for this." And I quickly told her, "Oh, so this is your fault." I literally said that. I didn't make that up for the sermon. And all of this feet dragging, this second guessing, these self-deprecating jokes, they're rooted in the belief or perhaps the fear that I am not worthy of this call. And guess what? I'm not. But as it turns out, and here's the wonderful thing, God doesn't care. That's true for all of us. John the Baptist is out in the wilderness at the Jordan. He's baptizing with water for repentance. But he makes clear, one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not even worthy to carry his shoes around. Well, he said sandals, but you know. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. John, even John, is not worthy. But Jesus doesn't care. He comes to be baptized by John anyway. John argues. He says, but Jesus, I can't be baptized by you, or I can't baptize you. What sins do you possibly have to repent of anyway? We are the ones who need to be repenting, who need to turn around, who need to walk in a new way away from our sins. It is I who needs to be baptized by you. Jesus doesn't correct him. He doesn't tell him that he's worthy of his call. No. Jesus simply says, let it be so now. I'm guessing John still thinks he is unworthy of carrying Jesus' sandals. But he consents. John baptizes Jesus. And still confused, still disagreeing, but he consents to baptizing Jesus. Much more than just carrying his sandals. Tom Wright is a theologian and former Anglican bishop. He explains it this way. Part of the challenge is to learn afresh to be surprised by Jesus. He comes to fulfill God's plans, not ours. That's annoying, isn't it? He comes to fulfill God's plans, not ours. Wright continues, and even his prophets sometimes seem to misunderstand what he's up to. Even the prophets don't get it. Jesus comes to fulfill God's plans, not ours. Not John's plans, not Sean's plans, not Mike's plans or Andrea's plans. Not Ron's plans. Sorry, Ron. Diane, definitely not your plans. Jesus comes to fulfill God's plans, not ours. Man, she's going to get me for that. When John listens to Jesus, when John follows Jesus, the triune God is revealed. That's what we are witness to today. Right there, to those who are gathered on the banks of the Jordan River, just as Jesus came up from the water, suddenly the heavens were opened to Jesus. And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." We have the voice of a loving Father, the Son coming out of the water, the Spirit descending like a dove. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit revealed and made known right there. I'm guessing that John didn't see that coming. I'm guessing that wasn't part of John's plan when he went down to that river, that cold, icy river. Now, it probably wasn't cold and icy, was it? That river, when he went down there to baptize that day, that wasn't John's plan that day, was it? But you see, Jesus didn't come to fulfill John's plans. Jesus doesn't come to fulfill our plans. Jesus comes to fulfill God's plans. This same Jesus, you see, is still here too, and that's wonderful. And he's busy interrupting our plans, which isn't so wonderful all the time. Not that we could really ever know or understand what God's plans are. I don't think any of us know. And this is where we often get stuck. It's what got me stuck all those years ago. We want to know the plan. Give me the plan, God. Where's our voice from heaven? And when we hear none, or maybe that voice is silent, we wonder, is God silent? Is God no longer speaking? Or maybe God's just not speaking to me. Tom Wright suggests, on the contrary, the same voice from heaven speaks to us as well. And he's right, I think. But unfortunately, that voice doesn't always or even very often boom from the heavens, screaming down at us as we might prefer, making it blatantly obvious. The voice instead is perhaps a bit softer, more subtle, and certainly annoyingly persistent. The voices at St. Paul and Upper repeatedly didn't accept my answers or my insistence or my plans. They didn't care. The Spirit was moving in and through them and speaking. And when I finally heard Jackie's affirming words, "Oh, I've been praying for this," they were much louder. They were more clear at this point, and as if this time, finally, I got it. They were spoken from the heavens. They weren't. But even then, her voice, it didn't reveal God's plan, did it? I had no idea that that would lead me here. Diane's like, "I really wish it wouldn't have." Even then, her voice didn't reveal God's plan. In that moment, instead, she made God known. She seemed to say, "Sean, I think you're following Jesus here." And perhaps that's the point. John's baptism is one of repentance. It is a turning from sin. Through John, Jesus immerses himself in the waters of baptism. He enters them not over and above us sinners, but with us in those waters. Repentance, then, it becomes more than just a turning from sin. Repentance is a turning to Jesus. Repentance is a turning to Jesus and following him. God's plan is not revealed at the Jordan. God instead reveals Jesus Christ, God's beloved Son, who is empowered by the Holy Spirit. God gives us Jesus, makes him known, is still making him known. We do not receive an abstract, disembodied voice from the heavens that booms instructions and plans for us to follow. Instead, we receive a flesh and blood man to follow, Jesus, who emerges from the same river as the sinners. We receive Jesus, who has been empowered by the Holy Spirit. We receive Jesus, who through the same Holy Spirit continues to be revealed to us here and now, through those faithfully persistent, affirming voices, through the Rosemaries and the Jackies. And yes, occasionally even through catechism students who suffer with and because of me. In and through the Spirit, though, we receive Jesus. We don't receive a plan. We don't receive the plan. We don't receive God's master plan. But Jesus. Not Jesus for the righteous, or the perfect, or for those who understand, but Jesus for the lost, for the broken, for the hard-headed, for the hard-hearted, for the slow to listen, for the unworthy, for all of us. God gives and reveals the one for us to follow. His name?
Jesus.
She's got it. His name?
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you.
I ask you to join me in professing what we believe using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.
As God's beloved children united in Christ, let us pray for the church, for the whole human community, and for the well-being of the church, the earth, our home.
Steadfast God, give courage to your servant church. Heal our divisions and unite us in mission. Uphold the leaders of the church, especially the lay leaders of this congregation, First Lutheran Pastor Sean, Bishop Daniel, and the Northwestern Ohio Synod staff, and all who proclaim hope in a broken world. We give thanks for those who partner with our companion synod, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Tanzania, joining in ministry, prayer, and support across the globe. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Compassionate God, you care for all in distress. Provide safety and support for those seeking asylum or in need of shelter. Be near to the dying and comfort all who are grieving or ill, especially Barb, Joe, Caleb, Teresa, Linda, Sally, Ed, Jack, Jack Jr., Pastor Tim, Tony, Mike, Lori, the family and friends of Bill Blust, the family and friends of Jerry Eklund, for joy, and for those who we name either aloud or in the silence of our hearts. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Loving God, awaken the gifts of the Spirit in this congregation, that we may serve Christ by loving one another. We pray for the well-being of those on our long-term homebound assisted living and limited mobility prayer list. Kyle, Marlene, Chloe, Joyce, AJ, Caden, Haley, Scott, Sandy, Jean, Tina, Ed, Bobby, Chuck, Jay, Millie, Brenda, Mary Lou, Janet, Phyllis, Fred, and Joyce. Merciful God,
receive our prayer. Confident that the Holy Spirit receives our prayers and answers us, we commend all for whom we pray to God's loving kindness made known to us in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now, may the peace of Christ be with you always.
Also with you.
Please share a sign of God's peace with one another.
At this time,
we continue worship with our gifts and our offerings. Yeah, you know.
Let us pray. God of majesty, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what you have prepared for those who love you. Yet in this meal, you reveal the wideness of your mercy. Use what we have gathered to feed us with the rain of God come near. Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup. He gave thanks, and he gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lamb of God is revealed in this meal. Come, eat, drink, and be restored. I think it would be fun to see Mike try to do it.
And now may the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. Radiant God, we have seen your glory in the face of Jesus Christ. In the sacrament of his body and blood, you have drawn us to your heart. Send us from this table with delight, that our lives may reflect the beauty of your love, and bear witness to all we have seen and heard through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Amen. Here at 5 o'clock p.m., are there any additional sign-up slots open? Yep. So there are a few spots left on there. If you want to sign up to bring some food to help with that, please take a look on the table in the gathering space to do that. Catechism next Sunday and after worship until 1:30. That blue box is always there if you want to donate to CCSG Food Pantry. Men's breakfast, Friday, 9 a.m. at Lulu's. And a big thank you to anyone who helped put up or take down the Christmas decorations. And if anyone was wondering, if anyone wants to help, if anyone wants to help me take down my Christmas decorations at my house, they are still up outside. Inside, Andrea has done a wonderful job of getting those stuff. And if you're wondering why this is even an announcement, check your email. I sent a newsletter out about it. So anyway, yeah. So are there other announcements this morning? Seeing and hearing none, please stand in body or in spirit. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
beloved. Go in peace to live out that love in Galliant and the world.
We will. Thanks be to God.
I've become unwound.